Peregrine Olive is the details of Nicias. Buckle up, it's a long path. Prat min das Nicias rab min oid. There's a lot of details involved in Nicias. Nicias, you know how many details are? Well, approximately 365 chapters of Nicias. Why? Because each of the 365 loisas in the Torah have their own Kenyan of Nicias. We already discussed some of them. Now we discussed how you become Naki from Gzela. You have to go into the Shurish of what Gzela is all about. And then get into the Shurish of why am I doing Gzela. Get into the Shurish of Lashon Hara. So each mitzvah and each aver has its Shurish, what's going on. Ki amnam. Inyan Amida Kfar, I already described to you the Mida. She who leaves Nakim call Anfea Averis. To become clean from all the averes, even though the Yitzhar tries hard to get us to do averes, there are those that the Teva wants more, and there's more Heterim there. Again, the Heterim come from the desire to do the aver. They don't come from here, they come from here. And that's in those averes, you even need more siyata d'shmaya. Which is what we said. Gezel. So, two things that people want a lot of is Gezel and Arias. And still today is like that. Even though most people are not straight out thieves, to go in and pickpocket, take money out of someone else's pocket. Most people that we know are not ganavim in that way. Many of them get close to stealing. And they even taste the flavor of stealing umatonam in their business. They assume that everything's mutter. To take advantage of someone else. Shiny, I have to make money. Look, eat that from Panasa. That's a long time. So Mela, they look to take advantage. V'ulam. However, people don't understand the extent to which the Torah is makpid and how you have to deal with other people's money. It says, "Lesignoif, don't steal. Lesigzel, don't steal. Lesashik, don't hold back money. Lesachachash, don't deny money. Leseshakush, don't lie about money. Lesonuishesachiv, don't overcharge people. Don't rip people off in a business. Lesasigigvulreacha, which we said could mean a few things, but it could mean taking away someone's parnasa." Hain call Ela Chiluki Dinim Shvegezel. All these things have to do with Gezel. Kolim Maisim Rabim. Mina Maisim Anasim Cholamasa Mamata Namadini. Ubukulam Isurim Rabim. Again, so Zokhtar, the Gezel includes a lot of things. I just heard a great story. I remember Moshe Wolfson when they opened up Mamunas Yisrael. What? Is it in the book? Is it in the book? Just came out. I read it. And then you could write about them. Meaning, I don't know if you could type this in the book. But anyway, when they're building a Munas Yisrael, which is the shul of Ramesh Olsen, so they bought basically a square block, a full square block in Borough Park. And at the very end of the block, there was someone there that had like a small takeout store. And the owner of that store, made his parnasa also, and that was that. And the owner of the store's father called up Ramesh Wolfson. He said, you just bought that square block. You're probably going to build your shul there and knock out my son's store. And just, she's very nervous that he doesn't have anywhere else to go. And if he goes somewhere else, he's probably going to lose out all of his parnasa. So he said, we can't build a shul not on someone else's parnasa. And they built the shul and they kept that corner. They kept that corner store. And he paid rent to the shul, you know, all the years, but they never knocked it down.
Wow.
So that's what it means being right, sensitive to someone else's money, someone else's parnasa.
Would have been easy to think the other way. I should
Right.
have
Imagine you have a Mar
tried.
Heter. Look, there's 2,000 people here, at least. Everyone needs a shul. This space is very important. It's going to cost us a lot of money later to do it. He thinks he can't find another location in the whole bar park. He can't find another 2x2 to find a takeout. I'm saying he's a Russia, actually. He has a Russia. I'm pushing saving him from being Machshel Sarab. Right?
She'll have more vidacha. She'll have more
Yeah.
vidacha.
What's with this guy? So, no, you have to be worried about other people's parnasa. So all of these are lavin. Which, by the way, the Gemara discusses what each one of these lavin is coming to include. The Gemara has different things. One of them is that you have to that not paying back a loan. Okay. And the other one is when someone asks you to pay back their loan, and you have the money. And you say come back tomorrow, it's also a lav. It's also a lav. Lech v'shoiv, lech v'shoiv. Well, you owe me the money. You have the money. Why are you telling me not today? Why should I pay you tomorrow? Why should I come back tomorrow if you owe it and you have it today? It's not fair. You're either a lav in the Torah. But we're not purely, you know, socialists, like, you know. The pro, you know, the guy that owes is owed is owes the money. We're not just getting a lot, you got to pay him back. There's a lot of the other way. There's a lot of the other way. If you know he doesn't have the money, there's a lot to ask him for it. You're not allowed to ask him for the money if you know he doesn't have it. So there's this fine balance. You're not allowed to ask him for the money if he doesn't have it. But he's not allowed to hold on to it if he does. So the Torah respects these boundaries. Someone borrowed money, they thought they would have to pay back, they don't have it now. What are you going to hock them a China if he can't pay?
Everyone has a responsibility,
But he, the minute he has the money, he's not allowed to hold on to it, he's got to pay. So each one has the mitzvah to be responsible for the other. Because it's someone else's money, you gotta be a chayan on it, you gotta be responsible. Kiloya maisa hanikar mefursam. So basically, it's not straight out stealing and gezel. Anything which is soif soif yagia elav. It could at some point come to him. The Yigra Maisa Kvaru is there. Now, the problem is that we tend to think, I remember, like I heard, I think I've said this before, I heard from a friend, a share, once about Kol Ma'avir Kol Pshav. One of the greatest levels is being mevater. Being mevater, right? And letting go, right? So sometimes someone, you're in a business deal, or there's something you're interested in, someone else is interested, let them have it. Like we were talking yesterday, it could be even a bechin of gezel to some degree if you take it away from them when they really got it first, right? Let them have it. Or there's an Indian being mevater sometimes. You know, sometimes look the other way. And somehow how big, how great the concept of being mevater is in Torah. And you're mevater on something Hashem mechila kol ha'nosav. Right? And he said in English is also a word for being mevater. It's called being a wimp. That's
Very good.
what
Wow.
said. He said, our whole society is tough guy. Get it for yourself, and what do you care if, what the concept, what the unintended consequences are, and all the fallout. No, Alice, I need it, I want it, and I have the right to have it. Right? So, really, it's all just a matter, if that's the Mida you have, it's just a matter of how far you go. When you came in the day of that incident with your grandson scooter, so what'd you say? I said, that's the way these people live. I see it, I want it, I get it. That's it. The fact that it's yours or not doesn't make a difference. But if that's our Mida, happens to be, I won't steal the guy's scooter straight out if he's riding on it. But if he's in the middle of negotiating a deal with the seller, maybe I'll come in with a better offer and I'll try to get the deal. It's the same thing. Meaning it's the same Mida. I see the deal I want. One second, but he got it first. Relax, let him take it. You need that deal? What do you need that deal for? Let him take it. Right? But really, if you think about it deeply, it's the same Mida. It's just we're a little more embarrassed. But we haven't perfected the Mida yet. And if we haven't perfected the Mida, it will come out in different ways. And that's what he's saying here. It's interesting that the first thing he discusses here is Gezel. I guess the more we read about it, the more we're going to realize how deep Gezel really goes. How deep Gezel really goes. Okay. It's interesting to note that there's, we say in Shema, "Ahavta you should love Hashem with all your heart and all your... So, there's a famous verse from Ramatul Pagamansky. He said over that many doers, it's very, not looking at the whole drasha he gave, but basically, there's been many doers in Klal Yisrael that were zeich that to fulfill v'chol levav v'chol nafshecha. They gave up their lives to Hashem. But when the Nisayon is going to be a v'chol me'adecha, we have to see if Klal Yisrael can manage to do that one.
Wow.
That's even harder.
How long did I say this?
1948. Okay.
Good. Thank you very much. We're on for tomorrow.
So, as of now, yes.